This is Graham Atwell. Welcome you to Sounds of the Bizarre podcast special. At a conference in Crete in September, there was a symposium on personal learning environments, and we recorded the main inputs and presentations to the conference. In this podcast, Ricardo Torres provides a presentation on using Web2 applications as supporting tools for personal learning environments.
So basically, from now on in the presentation, when I say PLE, I'm talking about the personal learning environment digital support tools. And I'm taking the second approach, which is to consider PLEs as a concept rather than an object. This is a quote I really like. Basically, what this person says that the ideal PLE is something that is created by the person itself. It's not created by someone else, so that person uses it. That's why it's a personal learning environment and not something else. So if you propose, and I'm not saying that's wrong, but if you propose a platform, a software, a program, anything else created by someone else, then it's not really personal or personalized. This quote is from one of my students. I'm just going to explain briefly what we did last year. This is a framework we proposed for building PLEs based on Web 2.0 tools. I'm just going to show you examples of this, the results of this framework. Okay, but basically what we did was to create this framework to achieve three objectives: help students embrace Web 2.0 in their studies, and then learn how to use that after they finish the formal study, which is lifelong learning. And the last one was to prepare students for future employment, because we believe that Web 2.0 tools and technology in general have a very important role in the jobs they're going to take after they graduate. Okay, so our framework looked at four approaches to building PLEs using Web 2.0 tools. Using wikis, using a social network, using a start page, and using a browser. So I'm going to show you quickly screen captures, because we don't have an internet connection, of these four approaches. The first one is based on Google Sites. We just chose that. We're not saying that you should go and use this approach. We just proposed this as one option between many. And basically because Google has many different tools that allow people to manage different types of learning objects and approaches, like video, wikis, blogs, pictures, and so on. This is an example of a wiki-based PLE. This was a shared wiki, but some of the students, I'm going to describe the pilot study in a minute, took this idea and then created their own wiki-based PLEs. And some of them realized that these were mostly e-portfolios, so they could store all the knowledge they were producing and then use it as a proof that they did something during their stay at the school. The second one is based on a social network. We chose Facebook because it's the most popular amongst the students. And they, at first, they were surprised to see Facebook included as a learning tool. But we did this diagram to show that Facebook has connections to other Web 2.0 tools, and some of them are related to learning. In fact, this is a capture of a Facebook account with the old interface. You can see Christina right there. But if you look here at the applications shortcuts, you can see Twitter, you can see Google, you can see RSS, Soho. So all these tools that are embedded or linked to Facebook can be used for learning. So Facebook could be the center of operations, if you will, for all these learning processes. The third one was NetVibes. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, but basically it works similar to Google Sites, but you build it. You just choose which applications you want and then just put them all together. Again, it has links to many applications that you can use for learning, and it also connects to Facebook, which is the previous approach. And this is an example of such a PLE. You can have, at a glance, you have all of your connections, all what's happening in your Web 2.0 world. So you see Twitter, Flickr, Gmail, Facebook, and so on. And then you can add more widgets as they become available. The last one is, well, for now, is my favorite tool. And it proved to be the most popular with my students. It's Flock, which is basically a version of Mozilla Firefox. but with a social layer. So when you open Flock, then you have access to all your Web 2.0 accounts. You can see right here. So you have Facebook, Twitter, Flickr. You can see what's going on with your contacts real time. You also have what they call the media bar, which is access to all your videos, pictures, so on. So this is basically just open the browser. You have your door to the internet, plus you have all your connections in one place. It's really practical for organization and management purposes. So these are the four approaches we propose in the framework. What we did was conduct a pilot study last year, starting in, this was from September to May. We did that in Barcelona in a business administration program. It's undergraduate level. We started with 33 students, 19 to 24 years old. The subject was business information systems, which is the subject I teach at that university. We had two main phases. The second one is divided into sub-phases. But the first one was from September to January, was the first semester. And what we did was, instead of explaining what PLEs were, we just started introducing Web 2.0 tools in the class. So what I did in this case, because I was leading this group, was to introduce Twitter, propose Twitter to try it and see how could we use it in the subject. And at the beginning, the students were not really sure what to do with Twitter, but that happened to me when I started using it anyway. But they quickly catch on that, and then by the second or third week they were using Twitter quite often. We had peaks before exams because they used Twitter to discuss questions and doubts for the exam. If they had assignments, they would work or communicate through Twitter, so that was quite popular. So after we did that, then I said, okay, let's follow the Web 2.0 spirit. Instead of I saying, okay, now we're going to do this or that, we just turn it around and say, okay, what do you want to do? What tools do you want to explore? What tools do you want to use in the class? So we started trying different things. They proposed to do podcasting because they heard about it and they wanted to know more about it. Flickr, Picasa, and we had a discussion which one was best to use in the class. Clippers, because someone said they needed a tool to manage all the passwords and logins. Juice, which I had no idea that tool existed, but it's basically a virtual desktop that you can share with friends, so it's basically a virtual cloud PLE. Friend feed to manage all the accounts and so on. Going there. So by the end of the first phase, what I've said before, most of the students have adopted Twitter as a main communication channel. And then I propose that we draw the Web 2.0 diagrams, showing what tools they use and how they connected to each other. That was quite interesting. I can't show you all 30 or 25 diagrams, so I'm going to show you three. This one is quite interesting because this person puts herself at the center of the PLE, showing that the PLE is not only the tools, it's also the people and the connections. And she also divided this into academic and fun or leisure applications. This one was quite interesting. This guy called this page my personal page of everything. This is what he envisioned as a perfect application, having all the tools connected. So when he discovered Flock, he was quite happy with it. And the last one, this was proposed by another student, showing all the tools she uses and how they would connect and which tools were missing based on her needs. So the third phase, this was the second. Then we talked about the PLE concept. I showed them the four approaches. Someone else came up with a fifth approach that we haven't even considered. It was this virtual desktop I showed you. And then we did some essays and interviews to get the feeling of what was the experience with these tools. And this is basically the results of the study that I want to show you. Okay? This is just to comment that this was not mandatory, so some students dropped out of the study because it was not graded, and that was quite clear. But the ones that did, they mentioned some advantages and benefits of using this. This is the last thing I'm going to show you, which is what they thought about the PLE as a tool. So we just did some borders with what they said. I'm just going to show you the comments. This is some evidence of learning and developing skills using the PLEs. They mentioned that they had increased opportunities of learning using PLEs, that they could teach themselves and teach one another and that the personal learning process had changed by using the PLEs. Then PLEs as organization and management tools, they mentioned many things. One of them was that this was not only for academic purposes, but also for entertainment or socialization, that they could have a filtering of information by their peers. So this was actually a recommendation system. And that Flock, for example, which, as I said, was quite popular, had taken the learning process to a different level for some of them. Strengthen social interactions. What is interesting here is maybe the fact that, well, they mentioned classmates, but as something really interesting for them, they also include teachers and professors in their social interactions. Although no one used Facebook as a learning tool, because they said they wanted to keep it for social, for their friends, then they got I got a lot of invitations for Facebook. So I still don't get how they use it, but this that's a whole different issue. Okay, so these are some examples of things they said about strengthening social interactions and making new connections using these approaches. Of course, there are some negative points. Basically, the complexity of having all these tools, that it was not easy to manage things, that Flock, for example, was a little unstable at the beginning, something that has been improved, and so on. But this gave us some leads to how can we change the approach for the next phase, which is this one. We're going to start in basically now in October. By doing the same program, I'm going to continue this university plus. We have two other universities interested in working with us in a similar approach. Okay, so the conclusions we have for now, and this is going to change because we continue with the study, but basically is whatever label we give them, and I don't like labels, but this new generation, they still need to help and guidance to learn how to use these tools, not how to use the tools as such, but how to use them in their learning process. That the approach that we followed, which was bottom up, helped them see the usefulness of PLEs and how to manage and organize all these content and tools. And in the end, that the PLE is not the goal. What's important here is the path, the journey they follow by adding all these tools and learning how to use them and connect them and all the social interactions they produce, the network they create, rather than the PLE itself. And I just want to close with this. This quote I really like is basically that the PLE is what happens when you apply what to know principles to e-learning or to education, because I'm not happy with the e-learning term either. And this is basically what we did last year. So if you, well, these are all the contacts in all the Web 2.0 tools. So if you want to share your ideas or ask any more questions, you can contact us.
Sounds of the Bazaar was recorded live in Crete. It was engineered in the Pontedusky Studios. Sounds of the Bazaar is released under a Creative Commons license.